Hello and welcome. I got some great news. So hold on, wait, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you guys that we are making it to the TV screen. Yay, big TV. Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim will be on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. on Comcast channel 25. And we're also on AT&T channel 99. Hey, let's bring this positivity into your living room, into your life. See you guys there.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. And I am your host once again and always. Good to have you back. Good to be back. I had a couple little absences in between, but hey, it's TV. We could be here when we need to be here. So today's guest is my guy, Von. I'm going to let him introduce himself. He's a young, ambitious guy, man. I met him through WKTV, man. Our good friend, Dalvin, you know, he brought us together and said we probably can do some great things. So we're trying those great things, man. And he has great energy. I love his motivation and where he's trying to head in life, man. Like I say, he might not have all the tools to get where he think he's going to go, but he's not letting nobody stop him from where he's trying to go. Because them tools could be brought, you know what I'm saying? You could pick them up along the way. You ain't got to have it all right now. You pick them up along the way. So introduce yourself, homie.
My name is Von Ruff. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an entertainer. I try to do whatever I can do to, like you say, keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Whatever it is. Like, I just try to do whatever it is. Overall, who am I?
Yeah.
I'm just a dad trying to be a dad. I'm just a man trying to be a man.
That's real.
I'm just a mentor trying to be a mentor and make sure I could upbring the next generation to give them the tools that I'm grabbing each and way.
Right. They got to see it from somebody, right?
Right.
And some of them in the neighborhood, they don't get to see too many people pushing in that direction, you know? So that's my same motivation too, you know what I mean? Like, just to uplift that next generation up under me and everywhere around. But I got to start with the ones around me. If I can't uplift the ones that's right up under me, I really ain't got no business reaching out to nobody else. It's like if I don't start with myself, with self-educating and self-regulation, I can't be out here pointing at nobody else and try to lead them, right?
Very much so.
So, you know, that's how we work that in our minds, man, you know. So I'm glad to have you on the show, man. You know, it's our first chance. Trying to see if I'm going to bring him on. We talked about him coming on as a on a regular. And I like that idea. You know what I mean? I can use a, you know, sidekick or, you know, partner in this. You know what I'm saying? Somebody help me build this up and with some good things to say, man, in a good direction. Because we come from different places, but we all face that adversity. And I think I love that about people, man, that when I seen that they've been through something and they still punching their way up, right, regardless of whom or what. And that's how I see myself. You know, I gravitate to that. You know, that's a special place in my heart because it's like, yo, that kid ain't stopped fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to make it out as I see myself. I'm going to make it out regardless of what. It don't always going to look pretty. It may not look like I'm not going to make it. But in my mind, and if with my motivation and with my push, I'm like, yo, I'm that close.
Right.
I'm really that close. I be feeling like that, though. I really do. I really, like, I wholeheartedly believe that, you know what I'm saying?
And you should. You know, even through my walk, it was always negative talks.
Yeah.
But you got to be that one to give yourself positive talks. Nobody knows your life. No one's with you 24/7. There's no one in this world that's walking with you 24/7 to know what you're doing.
For real stuff.
And, you know, they say your real character is what you do behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so out in public, I just be me, take whatever comes my way, but behind closed doors, that's what's really building the character, the drive, the strive.
It is.
And then once I get out there, that's when people start looking like yourself, like, man, I need to talk to you real quick. Come here. So I love that. I really love it.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't peep something, right?
Yeah. It's like even being in Grand, I've been in Grand Rapids for going on 4 years now.
Yeah.
And I still to this day get people like, you Von Ruff? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, man, bro, And we get to talking. It's just like a great feeling,
ain't it?
To be recognized for something positive.
Say that, right? That's what we're talking about.
Positive. Like, it's like nothing to do with negative. Like, it's all like positive.
It really is.
And that's just the most like comfort to my whole soul. And it's just like, man, I love it.
It's a real compliment to yourself, right? Because when you hear it, you like, they really talking about me, you know, but right. They are. And I tell myself, own that. You know, don't, because sometimes, you know, the negatives can creep in and we don't feel as up to par about ourselves because of the things we've heard and the things that go on. Because some people don't even want us to see that side, right?
Right.
You know, but we don't even care about that part. We just keep moving how we moving. But just to say that self-talk, you know, and that's what you stand behind closed doors is what really tells about how you grow. And I pray a lot, man. You know, I had to get in my own prayer life. My grandmother used to tell me that, you know, you can't depend on other people's prayers. You have to make a personal relationship with God yourself. You know, and I didn't understand that until I started trying to find myself. And I found myself, and it works. You know what I'm saying? Once you adjust yourself and start building your prayer life with God and checking in with God on every level, you know, that you're trying to achieve, you know, even when it don't look pretty, when them things ain't going right, and you're not just giving up on it, you know, God uplifts, man. Right. I'm telling you, man. I'm here as a story, man. I'm right here as the story. You are too.
Yeah, as you say that, like, He comes at to you in weird times.
I'm telling you, man.
Man, it could be, I didn't have visions in sleep and woke up. I got to go execute. Because sometimes, like I said before we started, you know, sometimes, you know, if you don't believe in a God, you got to literally believe in that spirit, though.
You got to believe.
You could ignore God all you want to,
mm-hmm.
but that spirit, you cannot ignore that. Because you keep ignoring it, you're going to keep going in the same circle.
You will.
The one time you listen, you're going to be like, all right, I got to start listening to that inner voice. And that's what it's going to take for you to start striving in life. Because mm-hmm. like you say, if you ain't gonna pray for yourself and wait on everybody else to pray for you, you really gonna slow yourself down, because you came in this world by yourself and we gonna leave this world by ourselves. So, you know, me personally, my before I lost my grandmother, mm-hmm. she was big on John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
and which I take from that passage is, you know, we might come into this world, but we have to believe in someone to forgive us for the things that we went through. Mm-hmm. And so me personally, I tell people, if I don't sin, what was the point of him dying?
True.
That was a waste of a death.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to watch my sins and correct them.
Yeah.
But there's so many sins, I always got to correct myself year after year, day after day, month after month. Mm-hmm. And that's like the most important thing that I feel like I can do, you know, check myself. You know, I could care less about anybody in the public that want to check me.
Yeah.
Because what they're checking might not be true. They could be looking 10 years back. What I'm checking is what I know I need to work on.
The present,
you know, and I feel like, me personally, I don't like to tell people about their life if I'm got something in my closet that's not right.
Yeah.
You know, even still today, I might check a friend and he'd be like, well, what about do to do? And I tell him, this do to do. He'd be like, okay, I didn't know that. I understand.
Yeah. That's true. And that it starts with forgiving yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, God gonna forgive you too. Well, I honestly believe that, man, it's a personal choice to forgive yourself, man, and then believe that, right? Because like you say, it's so many things that fact that we have done, or things that we still think about, or still things that people still gonna bring up.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to forgive yourself. So you don't even hear that even no more, right?
Right.
And that inner spirit gonna hold you to that. Like, no, we already forgave that. We ain't gonna let nobody make us feel bad about where we going in life now. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what, we gonna keep pushing in that direction, man, because you've already forgave self. And that's the first step I learned, man, was that I had to really forgive myself, because I had a lot of guilt in me, man. So I realized what you're saying. I had guilt, shame, you know, all of that come in, man. I used to get a lot of ridicule growing up, you know, and all that ball of wax, man, it grew up with me. And as I was growing, it was growing too, because I was still experiencing, you know, that pile on. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't doing good in school either. I got kicked out of all public high school, right? But people can't even believe that when I tell them that, right? Just look at me.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, they don't even believe it when they find it. You don't even, I would never thought of that. But it just showed me the growth I made, and then also keeps me level and balanced to believe that you still got more to go, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made it. That's good to hear. But man, you know, we're trying to get some yachts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really see some visions for myself, and it starts with my vision of where I want to see myself. And that's why I lift up them kids and the ones up under me, because I just know that, man, when we have it, man, I'm going to be able to give them what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them what I needed, man. And that's what I'm doing now, giving them what I need, plus still taking care of myself. But they give me the steam, man. You know, it's like I got a purpose through me, for them, for me. You know, it's all entwined, man. So just to say that, man, I really understand what you're saying, man. And that hit home, man, you know, because my grandmother passed too. And I was ill, man. Like, I only like saying the word ill. But that was a true time in my life, because my grandmother raised me majority of my life. My mother was in my life, you know. But my grandmother was really there, man. You know, she raised four kids that wasn't hers in a whole nother state, which is Michigan. We was here. And, man, when she passed, man, it just hit me hard, man. You know, it was hard to recover from that. But I also found purpose in that, because she got a chance to see me change.
Mm.
Her and my mother, you know what I'm saying, to be real about it. Her and my mother got a chance to see me not do nothing wrong. They even told me that they can rest knowing that they ain't got to worry about me.
Yeah.
And they always had to worry about Tim. Let's just be clear.
Right.
They always had to worry about Tim, you know what I'm saying? Because Tim out here, Tim, you know, boom, make trying to do it, stumbling, falling, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they can rest. And that made me feel so good, man. And then my purpose after that was like, for everybody that helped me and uplifted me, I don't want to let nobody down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not because I'm fearful or nothing, but just I don't want to let nobody down because they invested in me.
Man. And it only takes like 5 minutes.
Right.
Maybe 5 minutes. And it's like, man, like, and I, with a 5 minute conversation, you got me. You got me.
Just like that.
Just like that. 5 minutes. And it's like, I got that support. Like, and I think about that, like, even when I'm at my job and I'm dealing with devilish feathers, you know, mm-hmm.
Let's
say.
Yeah.
You know, they rubbing up against me. I got to think about, like you said, my mentors that's behind me. Because now, you're not just, you disrespected me, but you disrespected my mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got me to this door. So I got to push you. Stop right there. Hold on.
Exactly.
You know, because exactly. I don't know how you got here, but I know how I got here. You know, so I don't know, you know, like they say, sonority or or trump cards. Like, yeah. We're going to have to test them, because my people, and I feel like my mentors is really locked in the city. Mm-hmm. So I really got to stop people when they come to, like, disrespect you. And you know what? Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and send my email real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get out your way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, I try to, when it comes to negativity and I'm faced with negativity,
yeah.
You know, I ain't got time to hit negative with negative. You know, I'm going to go ahead and hit my positive email real quick. You know, and white chicks, they say, I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah.
I'm quick to write email nowadays, you know. Right. And, hey, I go ahead about my business and, you know, we depart, you know.
That's the growth. See, you learn how to fight on a different level.
Yeah.
It used to be with these.
Yeah.
Right? So you used to be, what?
Right.
Now you like, nah, don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hit you with this 1-2 on the thumbs.
Right.
Right, yeah. So that's great, man, you know what I mean? And, it's good to hear that, man, because I've overcome that same thing. I don't look at things have to be met as a violent or aggressive manner no more. And I had to really take away that ego.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got there, you know. Because I know where I've been through, man. I know, you know, what's capable putting in situations. But I don't even think about it in that manner. I just recognize that me going forward, man, I didn't been through it, so I shouldn't be agitated by the small stuff. You know, like, it's like the boy Ben, what's the Ben Reigns off of Baby Boy?
Okay, yeah.
Say nothing but a rewind to me. You know what I mean? So it's just a rewind, man. I try not to get caught up in all the emotions of it, because I've been here before. I've been up through adversity, and now I'm really overcoming. I'm really redeeming myself. And it's like, where I'm going now, man, ain't no place for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it in no part of where I'm going in my future that's a part of my life, aggression and just downing and just sneak dissing and, you know, all of that, man. It's like, I'm not loving hip-hop, man. Nothing against the people that's eating off of that. But I'm Tim, man. I'm right. All real as it come, man. You know what I'm saying? And I love that, you know what I mean? And I try to uplift people through that because we all don't know who we're dealing with until they really indulge themselves and tell us, man. Everybody, people got real things going on within them, man. Like, even as we sitting up here, you know, in our glory, you know what I'm saying, trying to uplift ourselves, there's some people that just can't even get out of their own feelings, man, and their emotions of past trauma, right. Past abuse, you know what I mean? And I don't want to talk up all of it, but how you feel about that?
I mean, I'll be honest, like, during my trauma, you really came from when I lost my grandmother. Mm-hmm. Lost her on my birthday.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But 2 weeks later, I lost my dad.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So, like, I was really, like, mentally stressed out, you know. I didn't have no one to talk to, mm-hmm. you know. And I had a scholarship at the time, like, 2 offers. One was a top Big Ten school.
Okay.
You know, and it was like, I don't even care about this no more. This is what I wanted, make it to the NFL.
Yeah.
But what I'm dealing with, my grandma can't see me graduate. My daddy won't be able to see me graduate.
Yeah.
What's next? Like, I just, like, really, like, threw in the towel. I don't even want no more, you know? But I had to, years later, I had to go ahead and start focusing on that. So me personally, I didn't have a counselor. This 2021, I didn't have a counselor since about 2018, 2019. And, like, now I found me a counselor. Like, he can't go nowhere unless he retired. Yeah. You know, we talk every Tuesday. We might talk for 30 minutes. We might talk for an hour.
Yeah.
But it feels good to, like, vent to someone that don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
And they either going to give you some honest feedback or they're going to give you some negative feedback that you need to help change your life.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm dealing with a biased person. It's a real open arm, like, man, I don't know you, but I really want you to do better.
So you found some mentors.
You got to have
mentors. And all of that, mentors, counselors, right? And that's what I love about it, man. Like, you work on yourself so much, man. You know what I'm saying? You surround yourself around the right people. You know, there's no hard it is to get away from people, man, that pull on you.
And need you.
But it's all about choices,
mm-hmm.
you know? And some people have to make the right choice to say, I'm not going with this, I'm going with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm rolling with it like this because this is more beneficial to me and it's going to carry me. It's going to help me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So salute to that, man. You know, where you play ball? Where you play ball at?
I went to Highland High School. My football team, we was the first team to make 500 in school history. We actually went, I think, 5-4, I believe. Yeah, about 5-4. One more one win, and we would have made it to the playoffs for the first time in school history.
Okay.
But we ain't going to say any names. That we got cheated out of the game, but we'll keep that story for another day.
Right. You performed, though, right? You went hard?
Yeah, we tried our best. You know, my team, you know, we all, like, was in it. Like, man, we got to be the team this year to make it. And it takes a team to, you know, come together and, like, our actual brotherhood, you know, and, like, man, we're going to do it. We're going to get it.
True.
And even, like, our opponents, you know, reaching out, you know, and they, like, man, y'all got it. Like, y'all gonna do something this year. Like, y'all not the same history.
They seen it.
They knew, like, trouble was coming, you know. Line is big. They getting up off the line real fast. Running backs, quarterbacks, everybody's playing their best. Like, even the tight ends.
What position you play?
I play fullback.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I was more a person that, you know, run the ball or do the most blocking, but once I get the ball, I'm trying to get up out of there. Like, I'm trying to go. Like, end zone me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my only chance, right? That's why you got that ambition. You I only get the ball once.
I only get it once. You know, I'm not trying to be a tough man and say, can I trump him? I'm going to run him over. I ain't got time for that. That doesn't win the game.
It doesn't.
The win game is the end zone.
It is.
You know, and I live my life like that. What is the end goal that I want, you know? And I try to stay focused on that end goal and, like, get to it.
Hey, my man Les Brown, he have a saying, your life is your Super Bowl. And I take that to heart too. He like, your life is your Super Bowl, man, and you in the playoffs right now. But yo, you have to win that game, man. You only right. get one chance to win the Super Bowl. Some teams never get back from that. You know, they win it once, man. It's hard to win the Super Bowl. And he said, your life is that one chance to win the Super Bowl, man, and you have to win it, man. And I took that, man, and it just blew my mind. And I'm like, you know, I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. That's another way I helped myself come up out of that. I had to brainwash myself, man. I had to hypnotize myself, all of that, man. I had to rewire this, you know, because I had so much in there that was already put in there from other people's opinions and just experiences in life that I wouldn't know who I was.
Right.
I'm going off of what people said and how I did and what the results was as growing up. But that's not really me. Once you become 18, 19, 21, you know, it's your chance to start over. All that's done with. Now you're an adult. You got to figure it out from this point. Everything from there doesn't have to hold you back right. because you're no longer in that system. But what happens is I was so immature that I was stuck in that system, I believe, and just kept rising up as an immature person from that all that stuff that was on me. And I had to release it. And when I released it, man, it let out the dragon, man. Like I say, my God's stronger than Zeus, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I'll just be real thankful, man. And I just really be I'm really conscious of where I want to go and what's the purpose for me getting there. And it starts with myself and family, man, and just trying to uplift that lineage. Because I got some up under me that people don't even believe they're worthy enough to be, you know, uplifted. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, no, these ones going to become something. You know what I mean? So it's my duty, man. I'm the elder of my family. I'm the patriarch of my family. You know, and it's like, dog, if they don't see Uncle Tim do it, how they going to see it? So I'm stuck with that, right? I put that on me. So it's like, that's my motivation. They going to get it. We're going to do it. And we're going to live it up, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. So that's why I say, you got to find that purpose. And I found that person's purpose through these youngins, man. You know, and that's what my program has been about. I got a program right now. Now I begin. I'm trying to get up, man, to get some young guys out the street. Get some ones. Because all of them don't want to be thugs, man. That's what I'm trying to get my point across. I didn't want to be no thug. I just ended up walking into something. I didn't go in there intention. I didn't get initiated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like that. But don't nobody know that. You know what I'm saying? They only know what they heard and see. But I didn't get initiated. I just stumbled into hanging out with some guys. And next, you know, crack was in my hand. You know what I'm saying? Because of choices.
Right.
And wanting. You know what I'm saying? So, and when you ain't mature and you don't have no real strong male figures, you know, nobody's there to really pull that. You can get them from afar, but you need that on a daily.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to create, man. I think we're trying to create, man, is that you get these young guys, man, and let's put something in a day. Let's put them in a situation, man, where they able to uplift themselves, man, through some education, through some love, through some mentoring, through some positive self-images. You know what I mean? Because a lot of them just don't see it, man. They don't see themselves going outside of
their block.
Their block.
They hood.
They hood.
And, like, that's the, man, that's, like, the saddest part right there, that a person can't see outside of their hood.
Why you think outside your hood, though? Because you from the hood. What's your motivation?
Man, like, for real, I'm really from, I'm not from the hood. I was born in the hood. Harvey, Illinois, if you want to Google, you could Google it. But anytime I tell somebody that's from Chicago, like, you from literally from the south side. Like, I had a person like the Destiny, You're a Survivor song.
Yeah.
Girl hit me with that, like, you are a survivor. I was like, hold on now, calm down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on now. You know?
But I actually look at my life and I'm like, man, I'm actually blessed, you know, to be born in a hood, then move to Holland, Michigan, which is a highly class community.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I look at that and it's like, I want one of these big houses. I want one of these houses that's worth $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to Grand Rapids, it brought me to the hood, but I'm like mixed with middle class, upper class people. So it's like, I'm in this mixture. I'm as a go and dance to all everybody, you know, because I love entertainment, like I said. Uh-huh. So if I could go ahead and get someone to smile, listen to me, they get caught on to what I'm saying because they're not used to it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people that want to be from the hood, but they're not from the hood. They just want to be hood. They could live up in the suburbs and want to come to the hood to hang out real quick. But as soon as things get hot, they want to go back.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't got that option. Mm-hmm. You know, they stuck right there. And I got a cousin back in Harvey, and he told me one time, like, "Cuz, I don't want to leave." I always try, like, "Cuz, take a trip with me."
Yeah.
When I was living in Atlanta, I'll fly you down to Atlanta. "Cuz, I'm not leaving the hood." You know, he loves the fact that he getting shot at. He loves the fact of shooting at the police. he loves this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you really love this. And that's like the saddest thing, to wake up, go to sleep, and do it all over again. Like, you just got one thing. You want to wake up, do the same thing, go back to sleep, and do it all over again. Me personally, I just can't sit in my house. No. I need to strive. If I'm in a city like Grand Rapids, I've been here 4 years. I'm tired of it. I'm ready to travel out. I don't care where I go.
Mm-hmm.
I just came from Cali. Before that, I was in Miami. Before that, I was in Tampa. You know, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
That's why I'll be like, you know? Go. I'll sit still for nothing, man. And I find out when I like go to a lot of different people's spots, man, and visit, man. Excuse me. That's the consensus, man, is sitting around a lot, just sitting and just talking about, you know, it'd be good times, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not really a sitter. That ain't how I got far.
Right.
That ain't how I overcame, you know, all that I was faced against, you know what I'm saying, when I left here. And it's time to break them chains again, you know what I'm saying? Because I fell victim to it, you know what I'm saying? We fall victim to things, man, you know, out of pure love for people, man, you know what I mean? I learned that too, man. Sometimes our heart get in the way. And that's what I meant about the subject matter. I don't let my subject matter get in the way of what I'm trying to say, you know what I'm saying? Because just out of us being genuine good people, man, people will hold us up, man. Mm-hmm. My uncle told me that a long time ago. I really figured it out now, man. He was like, "Tim, you can't help everybody." You know what I'm saying? Because in the midst of you helping them, you know, they're going to get in your way, mm-hmm, of going to where you're trying to go. Not intentionally every time, but just out of happenstance, man, just by, you know, tripping, you know. And it's just like, it makes sense then. But I just now able to really break that down, man. And put it where it's supposed to go. Like, I broke it down, now I got it where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, watch out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's some valuable information right there, man. And it's really what goes on. Because I see a lot of my nephews, you know, they went through some stuff. My son going through things now. You know, he's in the system. And it's like, man, I have to produce so that when he comes out of there, you know, that I could show him that, you know what you seen what I've been through, son. You know, you seen this change.
Right.
Now you can make the same choice, but everybody has to make that choice. So
yeah, that's like the killer part, that like you gotta literally watch somebody slam their head against the wall 10 mm-hmm times rather than putting a pillow right there and like cool out. They actually sure bust their head open, be like, "All right, I'm done with this. Like, what was you saying to me now? What I gotta do?" But I really like you said, like, I wanted to be able to grab a young person's attention. Like, let me show you something different,
mm-hmm,
you know. And like you said earlier, hip hop. A lot of people are running to hip hop right now because it's like everybody's independent, getting money.
Yeah,
you know. But the original hip hop was based on the livelihood,
true,
of what they was going through with mm-hmm the police, you mm-hmm know, with the streets and the gangs. Now, hip hop is all about the females, the lies of somebody else's life.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just like, it's all negative. Like, man, like, we way better than that. You know, we can't be keep talking about the same thing 5, 10, 20, 30 years. It's time to change hip hop and actually put a stamp on hip hop. You know, like, look at Ice-T.
Yeah.
Prime example, Ice-T. You know, if you know Ice-T, he said after police.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, he on TV as a police. that goes to show you a person had to change.
You have.
Because they had to see something different, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this negative lifestyle ain't getting me no real money.
It's not.
It's not. It could be fast money, but all fast money don't last long.
It does.
You know, me personally, I want longevity. I'm talking about way more than 100,000.
Why we think we can have it like that, though? Like, that's the thing people be looking at us like crazy. Like, why you think you can have that? What makes you different than me? I know you went to school with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know where you from, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be thinking like that. Right? That's how people be looking at me. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be thinking like that. Now this other person might have that bit, but I don't think you. And I'm like, no, don't judge me off of what you know, your perception of, you know, you got to judge me from where I'm at now.
Right.
Plus, you can't judge me at all because you really don't know what's inside the man. You know, if you don't know what's inside the man that pushes the man, you should just keep it to yourself. That's why I don't gossip. Like, I check gossip in my mind because, you know, it starts from a thought. So you either got to say, I'm going to say this, or I'm like, you know what, I'm going to eat that. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because everything's from a thought. Then you speak. I just catch that thought, and I break it down. Like, is it useful, or is it gossip?
Right.
And if it's gossip, and just, you know, I don't even reproduce it. But if it's positive, uplifting, you know, gonna shed some light on something, then I'm gonna use that card every time. You know what I'm saying? Ace. No. Deal them all out.
Deal them
all
out.
All every time. You know what I'm saying? And that's really staying in the present moment of your thought pattern. Because we're going to have thoughts coming in and out. They flowing through, man, like the wind, you know, all day. Right now, you got thoughts running through your mind as we talking. I got thoughts in my mind as we talking, right? It's which ones you going to, you know, get together on the positive, which ones you going to get together on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I let all the negatives go. And I don't speak on the positive. I mean, I speak very, 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 very well on the positive, but the negatives, I can't do nothing with them, man. They can't eat with me.
Right.
You know, I don't let them fester, man. You know, it just don't serve a good purpose for me.
Right.
You know, so.
It's a virus. That's all it is, a virus.
It really is.
You know, I don't even, like, a lot of people try to hang on to, like, their family members because they're so family oriented. But me personally, if my family member's negative, they get cut off. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, I changed my number so much, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like I said, it's a virus. Yeah. You know, a person calling you up day in or every week about something negative, you know what, take that negative to over there.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, you got to call me about something positive you're doing, or you want to go out, have a dinner, lunch, you know, or something. We're going to have to talk about something positive. Like, if it ain't motivated, like, I really ain't got the time to, like, put that energy into it.
What's the sense in it, right?
You know, it's just a waste of time. It's really a waste of time, you know. We only get 24 hours.
Man, say that.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been telling people, like, I barely sleep.
A 25-8, right?
Yeah, like, I would get that overtime. You gonna give me, like, 25, 26 hours. I would work for it.
Man, they gotta keep that motor.
You just gotta keep it going. Like, you gotta want your life for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than trying to make everyone else satisfied. You know, people want you to live their life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to live your life.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I like to learn from the ones before me. You know, my parents, my brothers, my cousins. If I can learn from all three of those,
mm-hmm.
and look at their life and say, okay, you did this, that didn't work. You did that worked. You know, I don't even like taking advice from a person that hasn't done what they telling me to do.
Yeah.
If you didn't do it, how can you tell me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go listen to somebody that actually did it, because while I'm doing it, I want some advice too.
Mm-hmm.
I might need some help.
Exactly.
You know, and that person's the only person that could do that because they already did it. So they're like, man, listen. Go through this little crack right here and you're going to get over here real quicker, faster.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and do that. Rather than listen to someone else that haven't done it,
mm-hmm.
now I'm more stressed out, more struggling than I was before.
For real. For real. I just had a flashback. As soon as you said, I thought about the Cam album when he was like, it's right through there. You got to go through there. It's over there. That's where it's at, man. You got to go through there. Like, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, man, go through there. It's right there. It's there. And we have to go through there, man. That's what God be telling us within, man. That's what that be hearing. Like, Tim, it's over there. Don't go back that way. Go keep that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put them blinders on, man. Like, don't care about the snickering. Don't care about the lie. Don't care about none of that, man. You know, the doubt, none of that, man. Because at the end of the day, man, my purpose has to be greater than something that I already been through.
Right.
And I've been through a lot. I don't harp on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't bring it up a lot. But just to say that I have no fear when it comes to uplifting myself. I kind of proved to myself that I can do something. I'm like, I can stand up here, you know what I'm saying, and feel confident.
Right.
It's what this podcast about, man. Like, before, I would never been able to sit up here and kick it like this. You know what I'm saying? But when I found myself and became one with myself, man, and started really uplifting myself and uplifting my thought process, you know what I'm saying? And then trying to invest in others.
Man.
That's, man, it just did something to me, man. It flipped the coin.
It's literally, as you said, I get to thinking about, you know, generation goes and goes. You know, in the time where we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got a lot of protests going on. A lot of free money coming out. You know, there's a lot of people can do out here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot,
yeah.
You know.
That's why you should invest in yourself right now. It's the best time.
Best time. Yeah. Like, literally the best time. There's no reason why I need to take my money and invest it in some Jordans. Invest it into some drugs that I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm.
Or, it's no time for that.
No time at all.
You know, it's gas prices is the highest that I've seen it in my lifetime, and I'm 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was 9/11, I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Gas prices was very high.
Yeah.
Gas prices now, outbeat that.
Outbeat that.
That's a problem.
A real problem.
A real problem.
A real, and it's constant. It's coming again. It's going higher.
Oh, you gonna beat my words too. Be like, literally, that's what I'm saying. Invest now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Invest now. I don't care what it is. My grandfather, he's been a realtor his whole life. And he like, I don't care what it is. Buy it. Sit on it. You know, and I think about that, and it's like, man, why wouldn't I listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are actually like way, way older than me, and you're telling me something that could benefit me, my kids, and my grandkids' grandkids. And so I've literally been trying to work towards that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to buy it all up.
It creates wealth.
That's all matters, you know.
Yeah.
When you come from poverty, and I mean real, like if you don't know Harvey, Illinois, like... Man, I ain't seen ain't no green grass. I don't see no trees like that.
Yeah.
Man, boarded up homes. Like, I'm not seeing no real lovely homes. You know, fence in green grass, picket fence, all that. I'm not seeing that out there.
Yeah.
You know, I come to Holland, Michigan. It's like, man, this is a better lifestyle. Then going to Smyrna, Georgia. Whoa. Mm. Then coming to Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And then someone taking me to Miami. Listen, it's too much money, too much freedom out here. I got to get out here and get it.
Man, get you some, man. Get you some. I love to hear that because that's exactly what I be talking about. I'm about to get me some. I'm not even going to play with it, man. And that's why I brought you here, man, because I see that, you know, you mirror me, man, and I see something in you because it's like, man, My guy ain't got all the tools. I know he ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? You might just got the Swiss pocket knife right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't scared to go where you trying to go, man. You going in that water with what you got and going to pick up what you got along the way, man. So that's why I brought you here, man. You know, I see a liking in you, man. I see your energy, man. I see you pushing yourself past your limits because we really have no limits.
Right.
People put limits on us and we put limits on ourselves.
True.
So listen, don't put no limits on yourself. No more.
No more.
No more. It ain't no need to. People are already going to do that. That's why I don't do it to myself, because people are already looking to do that. So don't do that no more. Invest in yourself. Invest your time wisely. Get around some people, man, and uplift them. If it start with the kids, man, because some people don't want it. But start with the babies, the ones that need it, man. You got anything you want to say?
Before we close out, yeah, I just want everybody to take the time and just self-reflect, you know, rather than on social media or gossiping, you know, go while you're in a shower, in a bathtub, on the toilet, self-reflect in your peace of mind. Like, that's the main thing. I need to work on this. I need to work on that. I need to get this. I need to get that. I need to make this better. I need to make this relationship better. You know, you got to forgive yourself first. then forgive the ones that hurt you, and then start asking for forgiveness for the ones that you then hurt.
For sure.
You know, and that's the main thing. Three things right there: forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and asking for forgiveness is the main three things you can start off with when it comes to like freedom. Cause that spirit gonna get free, and that anger gone. Once the anger gone, nothing can hold you back.
Ain't nothing gonna hold you back, man, because you got a tiger in your tank. Just believe in yourself and create a better self-image, man, and a better self-image for prosperity. Don't look bad about money, man. Think always great things about money. Money is needed to eat, to feed them babies. And with that, Uncle Tim out of here. My God.
My God, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.